a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What is up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard. Great to be here. This is the Bubba Show for Friday, and we had a great webinar last night for the farmers. I hope you enjoyed it. But now we're going to continue on with our continuing education to help you guys out and make you better traders. So let's get back to where we started yesterday and the Sunday night call. Here we go.
Question: I have three trades on at the price at the price point. I'm only left with the end of my spreads. I leave them. I need to buy the calls back, right? Well, again, it depends on what you have. These are the questions that I don't, it's hard for me to answer because I don't know the specifics. Where are they trading? Okay. Hi, Todd. SPY didn't work out. I'm just not clear on when to stop the bleeding. I waited until the end of the day, but that didn't help. Sold the extra put at 52 cents. Ended up losing nearly $300 on the trade, including commission. Yep. Okay. I took this River 101 because I saved the $16.50 on exercise and sign-up fees. Okay. First thing is I don't know when the right time is. I mean, honestly, I had the same trade, and I actually lost more because I compounded my portfolio in reverse on Friday, figuring that we, or Thursday, knowing we had a sell-off, and of course we did not. There is no right time. Again, if I knew, I would tell you. That's why I can never say which trade is better than the other trade. I knew last Sunday night when we did the call, I said there's a chance that this is going to be a crappy week, which is why we're only going to put on a couple of small trades. And I thought we really were in okay shape, and it turned out it couldn't have been worse the way that it worked out. Okay. Now, as far as lifting off the spread, did you really save $16.50? You know, what is your commission? Okay. Because it's only $16.50 once. Okay. So you paid an extra $2 to get the spread off. And how much commission did you pay? So did you save the $16.50? You don't pay commission and the $16.50. You pay the fees. So, again, that's a question you have to ask yourself based on what you pay in brokerage commission. Okay? So it looks like this week's hedge will expire. Worth it? Yep. Okay. I put on next week's 203, 205 for 90 cents. That was a 0.45 point. That's great. Looked at the 203, 206. Did not meet the point. Very good. I loved it. See, there's someone who's thinking. Did not meet the criteria. That's great. That's what we want to make sure we understand the criteria. Still watching Thursday Nike Inspire. Looks like both legs will end up in the money. But it was a tough break. We needed it to end up in the money. It didn't make it. Already out of Tesla. Well, I took Tesla off at 4.5, which is there about now, which was the spread. And again, sometimes this is the questions I get all the time. Again, I know what they mean, but you have to be more specific if you want answers from now on. Anyway, so you bought the 4.5. Actually, now it's going to 4. I saw it go low for momentarily, took it off, but now it's selling off. Anyway, it was a good profit. Yes, it was. Nike isn't moving much. Doesn't look like it will get. No, it wasn't going to 63 or 60. 63 had a shot. 68 had no chance. Currently losing about 300, which is correct, unfortunately. I sold my extra puts on SPY and Nike. Now I let the remaining spreads expire. Where does they stay below 2350 and Nike 62? That is correct, okay? But I did have to respond back and say, what are the exact positions you have on, so to make sure. But, yes, that is correct. Okay, now this is where I got angry. Tesla sold the only extra put for 335. Couldn't babysit the market. Now, what was the babysit? The order was dead on the opening. It was an opening transaction at 6 o'clock in the morning, West Coast time, or 9 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time. What are you babysitting? I don't understand. How could you take a perfectly winning trade and turn into a losing trade? Okay. Now you want to blame me for that particular thing. Well, if you don't have time to trade, then don't make the trades. Okay. That was an opening transaction at 6 o'clock. You had that update. I wrote that update at 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay. Knowing what was going on. So how could you, what was there to babysit? You too hard to put an order in? I don't get it. Okay. Now that really about took me and put me in the stratosphere. Okay, because here it is, it's hard enough that we're working and trying to get all these trades on and make sure everybody's updated, and here I don't have time to watch it. I didn't have time to put an order. Now, to me, that doesn't make sense. And if anybody disagrees with me, please yell at me and tell me that I'm wrong. But to me, that makes absolutely no sense. And that about set me into orbit. Okay, because here's the next one. Tesla got filled at 11:15. Great, now what? And I said, well, now hope for a rally. What do you mean, hope for a rally? Get out of the rest of your Tesla. Okay. Why? We can make more money for rallies. That's right, because we had a chance to make another $1,000. Watch it all day. You don't have to watch it all day, but you can put the order in. At least it looks like it will not be like Google last week. And of course, it wasn't like Google. It did make the move that we were looking for. Okay? And that's something that you have to look for. All right. I'm so tempted to grab the 500 in a short put right now. And again, I said, you know, remember, this is one trade. It's not different legs. Once you release part of you, change the dynamics of the trade. You want to wait to let the opportunities happen. These are mathematically engineered trades that are all about what we're trying to do. Okay? Don't get cute. Okay? You get cute when you're taking profit and you're locking it in. But if you're, unless you're prepared to take the rest of the trade off, do not get fancy. Sit tight is what I like to say. Okay? On this week's trades, we are positioned if Nike goes up. This just came in this morning. On this week's trades, we were positioned if it goes up, make money to take credit. As Nike went up, we should have taken the profit and reinitiated the trade at a higher price. Is this prudent? Yeah, it's very prudent. Okay? And I'll be honest. A, I didn't think about it. I didn't look at it. Okay? And B, I don't know if it ever had enough money in it because, remember, the rally came before the earnings came out. Okay? And the stock did exactly. Now, this is the problem. Okay? The stock did exactly what I said it was going to do on earnings. It cracked. Okay? But it didn't crack enough, and it didn't spike any volatility, and that's the shame of it. But that's what happened. It did what we thought. We still managed to lose money on it. Okay? So there was no way around. You could have waited and put it on a higher spread, but again, I'm guessing after the fact, and I don't do that. Okay? I thought we'd get a big enough move either way, and there's no way you really would have gotten out. You would have rolled your spread up, which is fine. That could have been fine. I mean, obviously that would have worked, but that would have been fine as well, but I don't think that you would have made any money. You would have had a little bit more cost to trade because it would cost you to get out, but that would have been fine. Okay? Strange week, expected more downward price action because of Belgian bombings. I guess bombings are now expected. Tesla was a nice winner. Did not get the result in spike in SPY or Nike in here, this Thursday result. But I did question the 112, and it actually is 280, not 112. But 280 minus 73 and minus 60, okay, which is fine. Okay, what we figured. Now, figuring risk and reward and what I'm trying to accomplish with all you guys. Okay. Regarding Tesla, I wonder how the fills work. I got 11.15 on the open. Oh, no, somebody got 16, but they had a different position on. Okay? They had the 230. They were $5 higher. They got the same thing you did, but they did the trade later in the day on Monday and went to a higher price. Okay? So you did not get screwed. Everybody got about around 11.15, which was slightly screwed. You probably all got cheated out of 20 or 30 cents. Okay? But...
And the Tesla trade was a great trade, and the fills were accurate for where we were trying to get out. You know, again, you can't always get out perfect, but again, we want to make sure that we do exit and take the money. So maybe we did take a little bit less, but we did take the money, and that's very important. And of course, you know, trading is very important, and having a great platform is important, and that's why we recommend Thinkorswim, the platform built by traders for traders. Go check out my friends Scott Connor and Kevin Hinks at Thinkorswim as they educate new traders through their swim lessons every single day. Make sure you check it out. Also, you know, why don't you follow me on Twitter at Bubba Average Joe? Okay, or Stock Twits at Bubba Average Joe. But also go to my Facebook page, get hooked up to Bubba Show. You get all the information, you get what I do, and you know, I'm trying to be catch up with you guys, be a big guy. So make sure you help me out and get those things hooked up. But also, download the podcast every day. We just passed 200,000. And, of course, I'm trying to make it so I can communicate better with everybody. And I want to give you the best information possible and get it to the fastest. So go to libertytalk.fm, download that podcast, and be ready to rock and roll. And for right now, I'm going to step out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Of the season. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. And you know what a great webinar we had last night, man. I tell you, I hope you guys were there. It was really phenomenal. I'm really excited about it. And of course, love to help, love to make my guys better. But let's get back to the Sunday call, because this is important as well to help you become better. So here we go.
We don't care at that point. We're taking the money. We're happy. Okay. Yeah, no, you didn't get any worse than anybody else. That was about 11:15 was pretty much the average, I would say. Okay. All right. So on this trade, figuring a risk and reward on the ratio of trades and where is the first exit. Now, this is kind of how I do it. Okay. So my first target is exit is like $6. Okay. Why? Because what I'm looking at really is the risk that I'm taking, and I want to make 100% on the risk I'm taking. Okay. So I'm looking for about $6. I knew that would be kind of challenging this week, but I went for it. But on a regular schedule, okay, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're looking to try to get 100% of the risk, approximately. Okay. The second target, which would be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're willing to drop and take less. And then the third target, okay, we're willing to drop and take less. And finally, we're just trying to get out. Okay. Now, again, I can change these numbers. Sometimes it's based on the stock. You know, Tesla. Oh, most of them I try to go for 100 of the risk in the beginning. So that's typically my first objective. Now, if markets change, if volatility changes, I might change that a little bit, but that's kind of what I'm looking for. Does that make sense to everybody? Let me know if that makes sense to everybody too before I move on. Okay. Oh, cool. I may do that, young man. Appreciate it. Where is the risk you calculated the value on 6? Okay. Here is the risk right here, 319. Well, actually, I wrote it too, but here's the trade. Okay. So I go. Spider. Okay. So I wrote it up, and I said max risk, 319. Okay. So I know right away. What do I know? I know that the extra option, in this case put, that if I can get 319 for the extra, then I have no risk left in this trade. Because once I take this from 4x5 to 4x4, I have absolved myself of any risk if I've gotten 319 and brought that 5 to 4. So what I'm looking to get is to get that 100% first. Oops, wrong sheet. I'm looking to get to that 100% target first, and I know that it's achievable on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. That makes sense? Okay, good. All right, now there's one more question. Somebody just emailed me. Bob, I held the remaining Tesla spread into the closing. First, I got to assign the why did you hold the spread into the closing? But it doesn't matter. Assign the short 232.50 puts. So I'm holding 100 shares long to me, so I'm now down about 475. You're not down 475, okay, because you already collected that money. It's already been priced in. You're down the price of the spread because you would have had to buy it back for about $475. It did not change your profit and loss one bit. It's just the way that the broker's house accounts for it. I guarantee you if you go check your net liquidating value, it did not change one penny from there. Okay. Please advise me, think Tesla's bullish move will continue on Monday. My bad on this. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't read all the way down. I'm sorry for yelling. My bad on this, I was watching it and left the computer without closing it. Okay. My apologies and blessings to you too, my brother. All right. Well, I don't know. Monday's going to be a tough call. I mean, Monday could be anything. But as far as Tesla, on our individual footprint, I thought the close, I thought the action was pretty good. I don't see it as real bullish. I was almost going to pull the trigger on another bearish trade here, but I do not think you'll have a major problem. I don't think it's going to melt down on Monday. I think if you email me Monday morning early, we'll have a good read on it. And if it's high enough or if it's close enough, maybe we'll just take it off in the free market. Okay? Does that make sense? Because I'll help you do that too. I mean, that's easy for me. I can look at it and help you with that. Does that work for you, my brother? Okay. My risk is the extra option if the trade goes against me. No. It's a good question. I don't want to withdraw that question. I read it. No, it's not. Again, this trade, as it sits, the maximum you can possibly lose is $319. No matter what happens. So I can go to zero, it can go to 1,000. Okay, depending on what side you're on. it's a $319 risk. There is no more. If you don't touch it, there is no more potential risk, because our risk is only the money, the short contracts, because the long ones go worthless or they become worth something. But in this case, they have to go worthless. So we only have a four times $100 risk. We collected 81 cents already. So no matter where this goes from here, you can only lose $319. You have no exposure more than that. That's the end of the trade as far as risk goes. Now, if you change the trade in the middle of it, then you could add your own risk. But if you leave the trade as I say, then you don't change the risk. Okay? Does that make sense? Let me know if that makes sense. If you use the extra, if you sell the extra for $6, max loss is $319. Got it, what double risk? No, if you sell it for $6, you now just have on a put spread that's already priced in at $1, and you've collected $600 against $319. So you've taken off $600 and you've locked, put $281 in your pocket with no exposure. Trade's over unless it goes the other way. Trade is over unless it turns around and reverses. Okay? Remember, once you sell it extra, the trade is over. Unless it goes the other way, like it did in Tesla. Okay? We went from a spread that was trading at $5 the day before, and we were able to buy it back at $4, and we made $100 more on that trade. Okay? Remember, once you get rid of the extra, you just have on a straight put spread, which is already on Friday, or Thursday in this case, was already marked at $1. You had no exposure. You had nothing but profit to make. So once you sell the extra, you're just 4x4. You have on a straight put spread. And I guarantee you, if you get the $6, this spread is going to be trading near $1. Just look at any deep in the money spread right now. Okay, here, let's recreate this for kicks. As long as I'm teaching today. Here. Just for kicks and grins here. Okay, so we go to March, April week one. Okay. Now, let's say we hit on the deep in the money. Okay, so let's say we hit on this ratio. Okay. So we've got this on right here, 56 cent credit. Okay. So right now we've got a maximum risk of 400 minus 56 cents, $344. That's it. Can't lose anymore. Now, once I sell this, now this, we get the move we're looking for, and I sell this at $6. Okay. Look what happened to the trade. Okay. It went from 56 cents to 78. So I know this spread is marked at 78 cents. So now I know that not only have I taken $600 out of the trade, okay, when I had a max risk of 300, okay, now I've got a chance to make another 78 cents if the stock goes back the other way. Because now I've got a straight spread on, so I can make 4 times 78, or another $312 here if it rallies all the way the other way. Does that make sense? Love this Q&A. I love it too. It makes me get aggravated and angry. And I'm an angry guy. But I know you guys love me anyways. That's okay. You're a good soul, Bubba. Thank you. I try. What are you doing here? Saturday. Shabbos. You're not usually here on a Saturday. But I'm glad to have you. Okay. All right. So, now,
so we're going to step out here, you know, for a break. I want to remind you to, first of all, follow me on Twitter at Bubba Average Joe. Open an account and get there. Let's get these numbers up. Also, go to the Bubba Show on Facebook and like my page. And, you know, look, I'm looking for bankers and outfits that want to get in front of a young audience. So certainly, if you know anybody, or you want to get, if you have a company that you want to get in front of high school seniors, help me out with the high school program. I'm trying to, raise awareness and also raise some cash so that I can continue to fund it. It's getting expensive. But more importantly, downloading the podcast every single day, The Bubba Show. All you have to do is go to libertytalk.fm, and you can download the podcast every day. And again, we just passed over 200,000, and we're excited about that. But I'm really excited. I'm going to step out and take a break because I got more to teach, and I'm excited about that. So we'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, you know, for you guys who were in the webinar last night, let me know what you thought. But let's get back to teaching and Sunday. Here we go.
One other thing we haven't talked about, and we're going to evaluate this, okay? And I didn't prepare for it today because, to be honest, I just thought about it, okay? But we may be able to reverse adjust these trades. I'm going to plant the thought in your head right now just to think about it. Okay, but sometimes instead of always trying to sell the extra, because it's always below, we will start to evaluate adding to the short position and turning into a spread that way. In other words, we'll change it this way. Okay, here, right now we're 4x5. So if we get a move, but maybe not far enough, but maybe the other side will get us out, we'll do it this way and go to 5x5. Same thing, does not add risk to the trade. It gives you an opportunity, but it does take off the exposure. Okay? So, again, I didn't evaluate it like that because, again, you know, it's very hard for me to always communicate to everybody at one time. And now that we're all going to see, this is the advantage of being a smaller group and all on the same page, because now I can go into a lot more details because I'm not worried about everything else. You sense everybody? So I'm not going to go over it today because I didn't prepare for it and I don't have any documentation to support it, but I thought about it. And I know I can help you do it, but it's going to take some. I can't do everything in one day. Okay? The coach should always be shouting. Hey, God. You guys know me. I can't help myself. I'm too passionate, okay, about what I do. All right. So, any last-minute questions of what we covered so far? Okay, good. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, I know it works. It's hard for me to throw in the wrinkle when I haven't discussed it before. And obviously, anybody, if you think of things, you've done things that have worked in the past, then you want to share them with me, please do. I mean, I know, obviously, all the tricks. But again, I have to weigh the value of the what I know versus what I can communicate out to everybody, which is why, you know, I can decided to make this group more exclusive and make it more of a teaching thing, and which is why we're going to go through, you know, another PowerPoint after this and get everybody onto the same page, because again, I have a lot more to teach, but I got to make sure that we can all be together on this model. Commissions. Yeah, that's a problem. Okay. That's why I talk about that all the time. Look, I know others in the world don't talk to you about commissions, but I do, because I get it, okay? You've never once heard me anywhere say that commissions are not part of Israel. I write about it. In fact, if you read my book, commissions are part of your liquidity. So you will never hear me say that commissions aren't important. They're very important. That will help you decide on whether you can make a trade sometimes. That's why I try to cut down some of the size of these trades. I know that they're expensive to put on, but sometimes you have to pay to get what you're trying to get. You know, again, there is no pure 100% method. Okay, you have to weigh the value all the time, which is, again, why we're doing more of this to get everybody kind of on the same page so that we can also do the most economical solution. But there is no, look, you ain't beating everything. There is no way to do it. Okay, on the floor, I could beat it because after May, I didn't pay commission. Okay, in fact, today, market makers not only did not pay, but they actually get paid for providing liquidity. But we paid a max back in those days of $100,000 a year, and we were paid in full by March, April, or May. So after that, I didn't pay anymore. And when you did what they called a scratch, it was only 5 cents. In other words, buy and sell the same price, you were only charged 5 cents for that. Here, you're still charged the same darn 50 or 75 or whatever you're paying. And then you got that stupid ticket charge, which is the most irritating thing. But again, that's the business. They're smart. Okay. This is a great learning week for me. Good. God bless you. Yeah, you can do some more hiking now. You can go out and hike somewhere now. Now you got, see, you can be way more. You can be like me. You can be more away from the machine because you got a better understanding. Good job. All right. So I'm going to go through. Let's go look at the PowerPoint, okay, and do that deal now. And I obviously I'll stay later today, this Saturday, so I got no life. All right. So concepts, option concepts. Now, again, this is basic. We went last week, and Jamie, my friend, I know you're here. Go back and I'll send you last week's recording because you probably don't have it. I did part one to this. We're doing a 4 or 5 part series of these, okay, that basically take you from the beginning. Even though we're far advanced in our trading from here, this really took, we went back to the beginning. Okay, so remind me, send me an email because I will forget that I'll send you last week's recording so that you can see this, okay, because I want you to see all the PowerPoints that go with it, okay? Sorry. Sorry, everybody, I just want to, that's our last addition to the call. All right, so fee for financial protection, obviously we use that as well. You know, we use it in our hedging model, transferring risk, right? Okay, intuitive pricing, you know, we're trying to figure things out. And these are just people how to explain the concept. And, of course, real estate options. Those are all things that I've used. You know, the best one to me is insurance. That's the easiest. But, again, some people don't always get it that way. All right, now, one of the biggest things is the volatility factor, and I address that pretty much on a regular basis, okay? It's the game. The reason that you trade options is because you're really not trading the underlying, you're trading the volatility. That's honestly, I know that's hard. It's a hard concept to gather, okay? But we're trading volatility, okay? That's why when I say there's no volatility, that's why I'm whining. Not necessarily because of price movement. The lesser the volatility that is in the stock or in the market, the more absolute or correct you have to be on the trade. Okay? And that becomes the bigger problem. Okay? Because, again, if you have a highly volatile market, and you always hear me say that's the most forgiving thing, is because high volatility creates more price movement. More price movement creates more opportunity for the trader. And if you go with the theory, and you know that every one of our trades is limited risk, unlimited reward. Almost 99% of them are that way. Okay. So we never open at risk. So if you subscribe to what I'm telling you, then you know that if we get real volatile markets, our risk is still going to be the same, but our potential profits are going to grow dramatically. Okay. Now, many of them will talk about historical volatility. Now, I like to watch what the group volatility is. I've used spiders more often than not. The spiders trade typically around 14 or 15 is what I would say is the best area. Probably 14 to 18 is the sweet spot. They do get as low as 9, which we are approaching. That makes it harder to make money. The lesser the price movement, which is what volatility is telling you, the harder it is to make money on buying options or creating a position that will give you unlimited reward. However, when you're selling in those things and you get the volatility explosion, again, there is no panacea. There's nothing perfect, but we give you the best opportunities. But knowing this and watching this, this indicates to me that we'll probably start to see an increase in volatility. You know, when, it's always hard to say. But I would say an increase is coming before much more of a decrease. This will trade at its worst or ugliest for us. We'll be trading at 9, okay? And it will trade as high as 30. Once it gets past the mid-20s, you can start to look to start selling stuff, or you can look for the market to start reversing. That's the understanding about volatility. So true historical volatility sucks, excuse me, but knowing your own stocks and where they can trade is important, okay? And I hope that makes sense to everybody. All right, now, the Greeks. Now, you know I don't teach the Greeks, right? Because they're worthless to us as traders, okay? Because, and I'm going to explain all that, but you've got delta, gamma, vega, theta, and rho, okay? Delta we do care about. Delta is the amount that the option price is supposed to move for every $1 move in the stock. Gamma is the rate of change of delta, which you should be able to see that and not have to understand that it's delta. Vega is volatility, which, again, we don't need these numbers. Theta is time. We don't care. And rho, if we ever have interest rates again, this will become of importance, but it'll never be. The reason these are not important to you or me now is because these are ways that a floor trader can take advantage of the market. These are ways that we would make money if you had a gamma drop or a gamma pop or a vega. These were vega spreads. We used to do vega gamma spreads because you could get the edge or the leg up on one side. As an independent retail trader, you can never get the leg up.
And that is something we're going to come back and talk about after the break, because, again, I'm from the school that we, not me, but people out there trying to grab and steal your cash, continue to try to bring up things that, A, you can't use, B, most of you won't understand, and B, have no absolute meaning to what we do. So I always have a problem with that. But what I don't have a problem with is if you would follow me on Twitter at Bubba Average Joe. I would appreciate that. I would also appreciate you going to Facebook and clicking a like on my Facebook page. And one more thing before I let you go, I want you to go and download The Bubba Show every day at libertytalk.fm, because that's how we're going to get ourselves going. Make sure you download. We've got over 200,000. We're now shooting for 300,000. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bob Horowitz. We'll come back after the break and go into the Greeks. The Bubba Show, Todd Bob Horowitz. We will be right there. Welcome back to The Bubba Show, Todd Bob Horowitz, as we come into the home stretch of the week. So let's get there and let's get back to what the Greeks mean and how to use them and why we don't really care about them for ourselves. Here we go.
There's no reason to learn them. The reason that people in this industry teach them is because they're trying to create a dependency on you that you, oh, I don't know what that is. I need their help. I got to pay them to let them tell me, well, I'm telling you they're crap. You don't need them. Okay. And you really don't even need Delta, because if you listen to me, the at the money option is always a 50 Delta. When it goes in the money, a couple of bucks, it's always going to go to 70 or 80. So if you listen to me, you don't need any of them, but I will continue to help you with Delta. Okay. But I'm going to show you what these are, but we don't use them. Okay? All right. So, obviously, the most commonly watched factor, because Delta is used in the hedge model. Now, when I used to go to work in the morning, back in the old days when I had big monster positions on, I'd have to go to the principal's office every morning, and we call it that, the risk manager. You could only get your statement in those days from the risk manager, because they didn't have, you know, now they can look at you online every 10 minutes. They know exactly what you're doing. When I first started trading, they had no idea what I was doing. So every morning, before you could go to trade, you had to go get your statement. and you had to go wait in line with a bunch of traders, and they were already marked up. And what they do when you get I'd have a position, I might have 20,000 options on my sheets, okay, of different types of spreads. But there'd be a bottom line total at the bottom. And if it was too big, plus or minus, you'd get a lecture, and they'd say, the words were, are you going to take care of this, or are we going to take care of it for you? That's when the badger, I talk about the tap on the shoulder. Okay. So I would sometimes went in with a delta position, minus 30,000 or plus 30,000. And, of course, I'd get a lecture, and I'd have to go take care of it, or they would take care of it for me. But that's how they'd manage risk. So the delta is, when you're doing a delta spread, if you know you're short, you know, 1,000 deltas, well, you need to buy 1,000 deltas worth of options. So simply that, if you're short 1,000 deltas, you can just buy 20 of these 203 calls. That makes you what they call neutral. That gives you 1,000 deltas back. Okay. I mean, again, we don't do that. That's not what we're doing here, but that's the theory behind it. Okay. So delta is an option to reach zero. We talk about that farther out of the money. When you get way out of the money, okay, you're not going to make money out of here. You're just not going to. I don't care. I mean, you know, look at the call. This has to be a perfect model. This just tells you what's going on in the world. The market made a huge move both ways, okay, on Friday and Thursday. And look at everything's down. All the way across the board. Doesn't matter. Every option is down. Which is telling you there's nothing going on. Okay? But, again, out here, you're doomed. There's no way you make money buying out here. The once in a million you do, you'll lose much more trying to buy out there. Okay. As they get to one, now this is something, again, it's not something that we do because we've already got the built-in adjustment. Remember, a lot of things we already account for in the way that I trade. But if you're trading on your own, as your option moves up and we get to, you know, the 80 delta area, which is getting closer to one, once it gets past the 70 level, you are now basically trading the stock. Well, we didn't buy an option to be trading the stock. We bought an option to get the benefit from the option. So once this occurs, we want to roll down and go back to the 50 delta option. And what you're really effectively doing is you're selling an option, let's say at $3, and you're buying back the same rights for about $1.50. So you're locking up some profit while you're staying in the market and in the same position and reducing your overall exposure every time that happens. And that's something that you want to look at and understand. Okay. Hey, Gene, did I answer your question for your brother? You didn't answer me. I want to make sure that I got you. Okay. All right. Okay. The Vega. Okay. Vega is the change in value relative to the change in volatility. That's why you start to see, we call them volatility collapses, volatility spikes, okay? It's telling you what future volatility is, and that's a problem. If you look out into the dated options, for those that you are hedging, the reason we go out to those dated options is because they don't have as much gamma and vega problems, although they all have problems, but they don't have as much because they still have time. But you will see that as you get closer to the expiration, you see more of these skews and more of these problems. Okay. Is there somewhere particular to find historical average volatility? Well, actually, I don't want you to use historical average. That's what I'm actually saying. I want you to start to just watch your own chart yourself, okay, and watch the volatility, okay? And if I will give you what I know them to be next week, if you want, but this is a drill that is much better performed by oneself to commit to memory and to make it easier and make your trading better than to have some stupid computer telling you what it is, because then you'll never remember and it won't make you a better trader. Trust me, technology hurts more than anything else because you don't commit things that you should recognize automatically. Okay. So I will never give out the. I know where they are, but I will never give out those sites because I don't think they're good for you. Okay. Vega is followed by traders because that's, again, we're trading volatility, right? We talked about that. We're all about the volatility. Remember, the higher the volatility goes, it has not changed our model of potential risk, but it does change our model of potential reward. It always gives us a chance. It gives us more hope that we're going to be able to make more money. Okay? I mean, we would love to get on a spread right now in for next week in the spiders, either side, and watch volatility expand to triple. Because we know we're getting a move. And it may not go our way, but it doesn't matter. We get the opportunity. And that's what the business is about opportunity. Traders benefit from price up and down is correct. But we benefit most from when there's more uncertainty. And that's just, you know, every you hear these idiots talk on TV about uncertainty. Every trader will tell you that they can't wait for volatility. Investors don't want volatility. Traders want the more they can get. Okay, gamma is the rate of change of delta. Now, you've heard us talk many times about the fall off in gamma. And stocks like Goldman Sachs, IBM, the reason we don't trade those a lot is because the gamma fall off is too big and the options don't maintain value. Whereas if you look at Facebook, the options are unbelievable. Okay. And this is the gamma curve. Here's Facebook. And just look at the string of prices. Let's go right where it would be a problem. Here, look at this. Okay, you've got a good spread here and not a tremendous amount of drop-off. Okay, and then if you go to Goldman, and that's part of the reason is because they have wider strikes, but the fall becomes more dramatic because there's nothing in between it. So you end up in more of a mess. Okay, IBM. It makes it more challenging and less beneficial to use some of these in these trades. Now, IBM is getting better now because now it's now squeezed in strikes in between. So because if you remember, every option on the board relates to every other option. They all have a mathematical sequence. But the sequence, when you get wider options, you have less options, the sequence can change. Because all it has to match is this. Sure this. I'll do this.
Well, we'll talk about what it has to match later. But, you know, I hope you enjoyed, you know, the presentation. I think that it's important for you. I hope you were there last night and you were part of the hedging for farmers. I think that's important as well. You know that Bubba here wants to make sure that you are ready to go because I'm tired of everybody getting screwed. And I want to make sure that you're taken care of in the proper way. I also want to make sure that, you know, follow me on Twitter. Be one of my Twitter. Be one of my Bubba's Army. At Bubba Average Joe. Check it out. On Facebook, go like the Bubba Show. Come on, let's get it big. We're getting the download. We're getting everything going. On demand, libertytalk.fm. You know, I mean, we're cranking. Let's make it big. I want to get bigger because I want to start my TV show too. And I want to do some more public speaking. I want to get everything taken care of. But I got to go today. The show is over. Thank you so much for being here, everybody. We appreciate you. Always great to be part of your day. And thank you so much. Everybody have a great weekend. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here on Monday. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a good day. Thanks.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.